It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. On a single day this past spring, Oak Ridge's City Council approved two contradictory measures about the city's goals for creating a downtown. Residents have wanted one for decades. Leaders hope shifting focus from the old mall site to Wilson Street will be the answer. WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan reports in the first of a two-part look at the future of Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge is hoping to build an entire downtown from scratch on a little shopping center access road. If the goal seems far-fetched, remember, this is the same city that was thrown together practically overnight to house 75,000 people who helped build the atomic bomb. There was no Main Street. Public gathering places could become wartime targets. The city's post-war residents have bemoaned the lack of a downtown practically ever since, most recently during 2 years of public meetings. Oak Ridge was seeking feedback on how the town should grow. Many want it to have more of its own identity. A big part of that is a distinctive, walkable downtown. This would also help attract new residents. Jeff Smith, the deputy for operations at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, says most of the lab's employees commute from Knox County. They want to live where they can walk to food, entertainment, and nightlife.
When it comes down to housing, our staff were looking for something that the city didn't offer.
Oak Ridge attempted to address some of this during the ongoing overhaul of its old mall. As approved, it was supposed to include retail with apartments and a public square. When a new developer called RealtyLink took over the project, the company claimed it was going to stick with that design. But it has since asked to push residential elements to the edge, close a road to add more stores, and eliminate the gathering space. Although the shopping center is called Main Street, it's basically turning into another outdoor mall. City Council member Jim Dodson, who also serves on the Planning Commission, says RealtyLink doesn't have experience building residential projects.
You don't really want somebody who says, you know, we're not good at something. We want the best that we can find.
Early this year, the city shifted its downtown focus to nearby Wilson Street. Wilson runs for three blocks behind the shopping center. It's mostly lined with empty lots or thinly occupied strip malls. RealtyLink's approved project plan still requires a block it owns on Wilson to be residential, with apartments or condos.
What we could hope for is if they can't develop it, then they will give the opportunity to other developers at a reasonable price to come in and possibly invest in that area.
A state grant paid for a consultant to create a design concept for Wilson Street. The results were unveiled at a public meeting last month. The vision includes shops hugging the street with apartments above and several small outdoor gathering places. Public art and infrastructure will reflect Oak Ridge's values, like a crosswalk in the shape of a DNA strand. Festivals and concerts could be held in the shopping center's huge parking lot. But realizing the vision is up to the 10 landowners on Wilson Street, says Wayne Blasius. He's the city community development director.
Development in this downtown area is dependent on the market primarily, but we're trying to do the things that we can do from the public sector standpoint to make it attractive, like have a vision, have a community consensus around that, have support from local government leaders.
No special district has been created to control what type of development happens in the Wilson Street corridor. For example, RealtyLink just asked to build a mini storage facility on Wilson, which would not fit the downtown concept. City Council hasn't decided. These choices are important, and not just for quality of life. A downtown on Wilson would bring in around $5 million in new tax revenue during the first 5 years, a recent study showed.
The kind of development we can get in a more dense urban setting is much more supportive and sustainable for our tax base.
Blasius expects the action would spread from downtown, as it did in Knoxville. He should know. Blasius himself was an early redeveloper on Gay Street. Tune in tomorrow for further coverage of plans for attracting new residents to Oak Ridge. For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.